Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. The Weekend Wine
on Saturdays with Jenny.
Right, so here we go. Now listen, I'm getting to the stage where I'm ready to drink wine because, you know, for the last 5 months, I've largely been on my own and I never drink on my own. When I say never, I mean honestly and truly. I really and truly don't. But my mother used to drink sherry, and I think I'm going to move in that direction, a little maybe sherry at the end of the day. But I read a lot and I've got a lot of wine now because nothing has been drunk and no friends have come around because it just hasn't been possible until now. And I can't remember whether the president is going to be speaking to us on Sunday night, but everybody is anticipating moving to level one. But anyway, there has been something called the Prescient Shiraz Report 2020. To take us through it is Eric Waleli-Buerta. So thank you so much for joining us. So Eric, tell us a little bit about Shiraz itself. Oh, okay, let's try again. Eric, can you hear us? Okay, we're trying to get him again because that wasn't what I was expecting. So what has happened is that there's been a tasting, and it's sponsored by Prescient, and this is a Shiraz report, and there are 10 top wine, 10 top Shirazes. And I'm thinking, you know, it's getting really hot. The evenings are going to get hotter and hotter. So you're going to want to move from the heavy reds, you're going to move to the lighter whites and things like that. But there's some fantastic bargains here, and I just wanted to share them with you. But I also wanted to go into the history of Shiraz, because Shiraz is a deep red, almost leathery wine, and it does have its origins in the town of Shiraz in the Middle East. Anyway, let's go back to Sommelier and so much more, and that's Eric Waleli-Buerta. Eric, Shiraz, I think it is a sexy wine, but I find it quite heavy for me. Let's talk about its origins. Can you take us there?
Yeah, the origin, as I was saying, Jenny, it is from Persia in Iran. That is where it originated from. If you go there, you will find also an area called Shiraz. And Shiraz itself, it is known to have those spicy flavors. Those spicy flavors I am now talking about, that is your white peppers, your black peppers. And as you said, most of the time it will be full-bodied. But sometimes it will be called Syrah. Syrah, that is the same as Shiraz. But Syrah, it will have those lighter flavors, of which I would call it has got the white peppers. Shiraz itself, it will have those black peppers. That is where that heaviness comes from.
I do sometimes find it delicious in sitting in front of a fire, but in hot weather, I find it too much.
You know what? The one that you should try next time, that is the ones from the cooler climate. Because sometimes when the winemakers make these wines, they make the wines to be drunk now. And some of them, they make the wines to be drunk after maybe 10 years or maybe 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, yeah. Let's just talk about that. I mean, I do think I was always taught that it was kind of leathery. There was a smell of leather or cigars. I mean, cigars is an obvious one, you know, as well as the peppery taste. And you can taste it, and it's delicious, and it goes with cigars, doesn't it?
It does very well. It does. It does. Like those like medium bodied, like your like Cohibas, your like Siglo 2 or maybe 5, because those are quite big cigars compared to the like Romeo Juliet.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And I once went to a tasting, I think it was at Hartenberg, and everyone, I mean, there were some absolutely magnificent wines there. But let's, have you had a look at this Shiraz report?
I did, and there's actually fantastic wines, and the one that I'm quite impressed with, that is that Lemersouk. Very affordable wine and very good flavors as well. It's got an array of flavors, left, right, center.
So Eric, just tell us about this. Is a Franschhoek wine, so you get the cold winters maybe, and the very hot summers. I mean, it can get very, very hot there. But I honestly and truly, I don't know of Lammershoek. Tell us a little bit about this, because this is a wine. All the others are 375 or 180 or 250. This is 94 rand. So I want Afropolitans to know about this, so that when they do go shopping, say on Monday or Tuesday, they can get hold of maybe the Lammershoek. And it's the innocent Syrah, isn't it?
Yes. Actually, Lammershoek, it is situated in Swartland.
Is it in Swartland?
Swartland, yes. It is not far from Adibara North and here inside is Tekio.
Oh.
It is in like that vicinity.
But it's also quite an old estate?
It is. Because their vines, they date back from 1966. And they also belong to the old vine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So... I mean, if I had to have a mouthful of the Lammershoek, is it one of the lightest, one of the lighter Shiraz Syrahs on the market or not?
I would say it's more medium because it is like between the light and also heavy. Because if you will taste the wine, it has got both flavors of the lighter Shiraz and also the like heavy Shiraz. Because on the nose, it has got those white peppers, it has got those black peppers, and it is a mixture of black and white fruits.
I mean, it sounds very intriguing the way you're describing it to me. So I think, I've got to have a bottle of that just to taste in the first place. So that is 94 rand. And, of course, I'm seeing. I mean, it's ridiculous. And it's wine of origin Swartland. I don't know why I said it was Franschhoek. I don't know, really. And there are a couple of, but you're also saying try one of the cool climate Shirazes?
Sorry, say that again, Jenny.
You were saying a little bit earlier on try one or two, I'm looking at the time. Try one or two of the cool climate Shirazes.
Yes. Because those ones are light. And what you can do with those as well, you can also serve them slightly chilled. Because sometimes we tend to think any Shiraz, it must be like 18 degrees Celsius.
Yeah.
But some of these Shiraz, you like can serve them at about 14 degrees Celsius or maybe 15 degrees Celsius. And that would depend to the dish that you will have on offer.
Okay. All right. Well, I think cool climate, maybe we need to discuss this at greater length and on another occasion. You're going to be doing the wines for us for next month, aren't you?
Yes, definitely. I would
not
do that. Definitely.
Okay, so for October, Eric is going to choose a weekend wine for every single weekend. So, listen, thank you very, very much indeed for that. And Eric Waleli Boerta, and I'm looking forward to seeing his choices of wine for October. But we're talking now of the Lammershoek, the innocent Syrah, and it's 2018. It's 94 rand. Honestly and truly, if you do see it, snap it up and just enjoy it.
We encourage all Afropolitans to drink responsibly.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.